Today on Real Life Radio.
What are we talking about here? Are we talking about little green men from Mars? Are we talking about ancient distant travelers that have come from some system? No, we're not. We're talking about demonic deception that is masquerading as aliens visiting from other worlds. Hollywood's obsessed with that. They always have been.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Are you looking for clear answers to end times prophecy? A topic often clouded by confusion, the end times question can be challenging, even for seasoned believers. That's why best-selling authors and hosts of the Prophecy Pros podcast, Jeff Kindley and Todd Hampson, have written The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times. This user-friendly guide is our current featured resource and is packed with charts, timelines, and infographics that deliver answers to future events like the rapture, the second coming of Christ, and life in heaven. So as you grow in your knowledge of God's plan for the future, your trust in Him will transform you and inspire you to face the future without worry or fear. With all that's happening in this world today, this book helps you easily understand how all this fits into Bible prophecy. The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times is available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now with his message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3. Now, this is a message we're breaking to as we take a biblical look at recent global events in light of increasing deception. You see, even true believers can be deceived. It's why the Bible is so important. It exposes deception and tells you what to do with it. Deception is so dangerous that it can lead to eternal separation from God. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that a so-called out-of-this-world worldview is becoming more popular. But truthfully, the topic of aliens is dealt with in Scripture when it tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and deceiving spirits. Now, with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Verse 28, he says, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Jesus said, even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man, speaking of himself, is revealed. So you stop right now as a skeptic and you ask yourself this question. Are the days leaning toward, as it was in the days of Noah, violence, evil? The Bible says that men's imaginations were evil continuously. His imaginations, that's not her or his porn time on the screen. It's in the mind continually. God looks down from heaven. He sees the depravity of man. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, it's going to be like that when I return. And this time together is too short, but I highly recommend that you do your own homework and your own study. You ought to get the book by Henry Morris called The Genesis Record. It's only about that thick, but you can fast forward to Genesis chapter 6. He does a great treaty of work. He's not only a scientist, he was a great theologian, great expositor. And then you can go back to about 1835 and read the dissertation, The Nephilim by Robert Gauvain. Charles Spurgeon, he was one of Charles Spurgeon's favorite Bible teachers. Genesis chapter 6, we studied this. Raised a lot of eyebrows, but there's no way around it. This is what generated, by the way, controversy, not only among congregants, but among other pastors. But I want to remind you, I am not practicing right now negative church growth tactics. I'm giving you the truth. And people, pastors, theologians, will squirm and fight and go through incredible gyrations to try to explain this away. Friends, I want you to know I've read them all. Over the last 45 years, I've read them all. There's no other way to put it. Now, it came to pass when men, humans, mankind began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit, notice God's response, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. That's it. Whatever happened between these sons of God and the daughters of men caused God to say, that's it, time's up, I'm going to wipe this thing clean. Verse 4 says, there were giants on the earth in those days. The word is Nephilim. And also afterward, that is before the flood and after the flood, there were giants. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. We get the word, by the way, out of ancient Sumatran and Babylonian language. We get the word, believe it or not, from men of renown. We get the word heroes. It's rooted in Greek mythology. Greek, of course, being much later on down the road. But whatever this is, there's this sons of God, which in the Old Testament, benign en Elohim, sons of God, always referring to angels, both fallen and holy angels, and the daughters of men regarding females born from mankind. And you have to go study this on your own to be ultimately convinced, but I got news for you. It is as freaky as it sounds. And we've got a lot of assumptions in our lives that say things like this. Wait a minute, you're saying that fallen angels had sex with human females? Yeah, that's what it says. Well, I thought they couldn't do that. Why did you think that? Nowhere does the Bible say that they can't. The Bible says that in eternity, we will be like the angels. We will not be given in marriage. Why? We're going to be married to Christ. All it says is that angels in heaven are not married. Interesting, right? It does gender some curiosity when every time an angel does appear, they appear, though, as males, never females in Scripture. It's rather interesting. You say, Jack, this is kind of freaky. Well, I know that. That's why we're doing this. Because, listen, there's a blending between what Genesis has to say and what Congress is reporting right now. You see, I don't believe in all of these sightings that we're talking about and all this data that we're watching, and watching a device travel through the atmosphere and go into the ocean at 3,000 miles an hour without a splash? Or two F-18 U.S. Navy fighter pilots off the coast of San Diego reach a point called merge plot, which I had to learn about this. Merge plot is when an unknown aircraft, an enemy aircraft, intersects with you, the fighter pilot, and that is the collision point. And off the coast of California, they had a merge point with two F-18 Hornets as they were being tracked by the USS Princeton, and they were warning about merge plot, you're going to collide. And they went right through merge plot, and there was nothing there. And that the USS Princeton not only tracked it, but when they ordered the two aircraft to go to a cap zone, combat air patrol circuit, as soon as that announcement was made over the radio to those two pilots, 65 miles later, 65 miles away, in 1 second, that device was there waiting for them to arrive. All on U.S. Navy data, all being revealed to the United States Congress. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about little green men from Mars? Are we talking about ancient distant travelers that have come from some system? No, we're not. We're talking about demonic deception that is masquerading as aliens visiting from other worlds. Hollywood's obsessed with that. They always have been. But part of the deception, could it be possible that part of the deception has been something that the satanic powers have been laying down for a long time? You say, Jack, why would they do that? Well, number one, to deceive as many souls as possible, because you guys just read a moment ago, Jesus said in the last days, don't be deceived. Why? Because if you get deceived, it's an issue between heaven and hell, eternity with God and eternity without God. And God loves you, and he wants you to be in eternity with him. Throughout history, both in the Bible and external, did some great reading this week and read about Chinese history and the giants. throughout the area of China in its antiquity, where ancient Chinese historians wrote about giants in their world. Same is true about Central and South America. The Raphaim, the Nephilim, the Arba, the Zazim, the Karnim, the Emim, and the Anakim, all spoken of in the Bible. Jude, turn in your Bibles to Jude chapter 1. Jude 1 verse 5. Jude 1, New Testament, answering to Genesis 6. You guys okay? Jude 1 verse 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own skin, their own, it's an interesting word. They left their own dwelling. Some of your Bibles say dwelling place, habitation, their own constitution. They left themselves as they were created and changed themselves. He has reserved an everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Why would happen? As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner. What? Well, whatever happened with Sodom and Gomorrah happened regarding these angels that didn't keep their proper domain. What is that? Having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after, what does it say? Strange flesh, are set forth as an example, the suffering of the vengeance of eternal fire. Strange flesh. The word strange flesh is unauthorized or unsanctioned flesh. Listen, God doesn't want you to commit fornication or adultery. Do you understand what I'm saying? God loves you and he doesn't want you to hurt yourself. If you do that, you're sinning against God and yourself and others. Are you with me? You got that? I'm not downplaying that. But in doing that, it's not going after strange flesh. We are Homo sapiens. Homo, same. We are of the same kind, you and I. We are male and we are female, but we are Homo sapiens. You may be a female sapien, or you may be a male sapien, but we are sapiens, Homo sapiens. The same. This is mankind. And when God says, when I make mankind, I will make mankind male and female, that makes up one mankind. It's not animal kind. It's not other kind. It's not alien kind. But according to the Bible, there's a condemnation where angels that have fallen are condemned to this moment because their judgment was they went after flesh that was not permitted for them to have. That's pretty bizarre.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
You guys want to roll that tape again here? Take a look at this.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness, like how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Talk in a secured special location. Guys, we have two slides now. That was obviously a video. I think we have something else that is on this page as well, do we not? Yes, this is in a response to that. The gentleman that just got done speaking, he's in the middle. U.S. recovered non-human biologics from UFO crash sites, former intel officer says. Well, here's the interesting thing about that. Many of you had a hard time with that. You said, I just can't take it. Somebody told me, listen, I believe in Jesus, I believe in the Bible, but that really shook me. If these are fallen angels and the United States, if true, has flesh of a non-human thing, then that freaks me out. I said, why does it freak you out? Why should it freak you out? Jesus said, deception's coming. Angels and demons have powers that you and I don't have a clue about. And they'll give you a hint as I did last time together, when Moses was in confrontation with Pharaoh, Pharaoh's magicians threw down their rods and their staffs became snakes by demonic power. The Bible says that Satan's got the ability to, and his fallen angels, to appear in our world without detection. Even as good people, it says, even as angels of light, they can come and deceive. So people, we need to wake up and stop being in our little Sunday school class for a second and realize that deception is coming on a scale that you've never even dreamt of. If Hollywood can do what they do by way of deception, if they can do deep fake, if now you do not have any clue for sure what you're watching is in fact an actual actor or an actual scene, or did that guy really jump out of that airplane or was it on a green screen? You don't even know anymore. How in the world are we going to navigate what's coming? Oh, we'll navigate it all right. We've been given a promise. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit guiding your life, you will fall to the deceptions that's coming. And so when the United States government says we've got flesh that is not human, don't panic. Because fallen satanic powers have got the ability to create some form or manifest some form of bizarre flesh. It's deception. And some of you couldn't handle that. You just said, I can't take that. What in the world are you going to do when the big stuff happens? Think of it. Deceiving. Don't limit the powers of Satan to deceive. We need to wake up. That's what we need to do more than ever. And could there be, by the way, a correlation between end time events and the ancient past? I believe the ancient past is going to revisit us. That's what I believe. Because Jesus said so, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was at the time of Lot. What does that mean? The bizarre manifestation of the occult, satanic activity, spiritism, a rejection of God and an embracing of gods instead. Jesus said it's going to be like that. I believe that we are in that chapter of man's existence. We're there. By the way, listen, I find it interesting. Now listen. Okay, if you believe in the topic of aliens or not, or alien abductions or not, it doesn't matter. Listen, there are those who make that claim. I'm not saying believe them. Could have all been in their head. But there are those who make that claim, and what I found interesting in research this week, I pushed away a lot of stuff that we don't even need to talk about, but one thing was absolutely, perfectly consistent. When people under hypnosis talked about their abduction, they all said, I'm not afraid to die, that there's another world out there, and I met those things out there, it's okay, and Jesus is one of them. Not once was it said Buddha is one of them. You know, you want to know why? Buddha doesn't matter. Every single report that brought up a religious conversation put Jesus down. And no other religious leader was mentioned. Muhammad wasn't mentioned. Confucius wasn't mentioned. Joseph Smith wasn't mentioned. Nobody was mentioned but one. Doesn't that tell you something? Yes. Interesting. People claim to have been abducted. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. That demonic manifestations can come and tamper with people. Go and pray before you go, but when you look at what is known as spirit entries, occult activity, and satanic religion, you will quickly come in contact with a word called incubus. Incubus, and there's the other word. Where in satanic worship and satanic activity, or where there's demonic strongholds, human beings have experienced physical abuse by invisible creatures. Bites on the back and on the buttocks, claw marks in the, where they can't reach themselves. Unusual pressure or tension on the body during the night. Dreams that they're in a dream but not in a dream. Images coming through the walls to have some form of physical encounter. He said, Jack, you gotta be kidding me. Number one, I'm not kidding you. The satanic world talks about it. And number two, you ought to go on a ride along with us pastors sometime. When you see 17-year-old girl giving a report of what happened and her back is bitten up by how do you explain that? He said, Jack, you gotta be crazy. I understand, maybe I am crazy, but it's what we saw. And it's what plagues her life. By the way, it turned out that in her life, a family member had a series of ancient, highly valued, ancient pagan gods from the Incas. And they were in the house. The Bible talks about things like this. See, Jack, you're freaking me out. I'm freaking myself out. So we're in this together. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, For we do not wrestle. Again, I wonder how much we believe in the Bible. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Do you really believe that? I mean, think about it. Do you really believe it? I never thought about that before. But what do we wrestle against? Against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Oh, what's that? Levels and ranks of demonic, invisible creatures. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bible. I can hear my friends saying, brah, better you than me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, our skin, we do not war according to our skin. For the weapons of our warfare are not of our skin, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Christian, you and I are walking around in a universe where you and I can see one another, but as a Christian, we know that there's a world surrounding us that's invisible. And that's exactly what the Bible teaches. And very few people can handle this. You want Sunday morning church, kids ministry, out you go. And Satan wants you to keep it that way.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called In the Days of Deception, Part 3. Thanks for listening in today, and our prayer is that you've come to know Jesus personally and that you are indeed eagerly awaiting the Lord's return. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So let's talk about the book of the month. Mm. It's called The Prophecy Pros, Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times. It's a long title, but Man, I just had to look at the cover and I thought, man, this is a book for me.
Yeah, you know what? Long title, but excellent answers, worth the investigation, because you know, people, that we're living in the days that people are asking questions. Listen, your friends and family members who don't know the Lord, or maybe they claim to know the Lord, and they're fearful. They're scared. They see what's happening, or they don't want to see what's happening. How about that? Mm-hmm. And they just want to hide from reality. Listen, this is a really, really great book. First of all, Jeff Kinley and Todd Hempson have put this together. And I got to tell you, we had the joy of having Jeff Kinley speak recently at our church, and he's so solid.
Yeah.
And the authorship of this book is so solid. You're not going to get any weird Bible end times prophecy goofiness out of this. And what I like about it, Davey, it kind of, to me, is reminiscent of, remember those books, The Idiot's Guides to Changing Your Oil, Guide to, well, this is a great book because it comes to you simply, and it answers those really tough questions that people have about the last days.
Yeah.
And you know what's fun about this is that a lot of, and this is so unnecessary, but a lot of Christians, they don't study the end times because they've been sold in on the lie that they need to be scared of the last day's teachings. Yeah. The exact opposite's true.
Yeah.
And so when you get your questions answered, fear goes away.
Mm. We're talking about even seasoned believers. I mean, people that have been around Christianity and the Bible for a long time. Avoid prophecy.
Look, for that matter, Davey, I know seasoned pastors who, even though they are seasoned, they stay away from Bible prophecy.
They reject it,
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. So this is a great way for all of you to really beef up your understanding of the full counsel of God. And let's all remember, everybody, scholars differ back and forth regarding how much of the Bible is prophetic in nature, but On the end side, on the low side, 27% of the Bible is prophetic in nature. On the high side, 33%.
Yeah.
Well, here's what you know. Well over a quarter of your Bible is prophetic in nature, which means a lot of people do not know a quarter percent of their Bibles. They don't know it. They don't study it. That's got to change.
I looked at the first page, or the beginning of this book, and it's got some stats in there about how much prophecy there is, what the significance of it is. But they call it a user-friendly guide to the most need-to-know facts about what is to come.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love the
wonderful
idea.
Title, great reality, biblically based, and you will not be disappointed.
The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times is available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.